During periods of high inflation, consumers usually pay closer attention to prices, or at least that is what we might expect. But new research on the Austrian milk market points to a surprising effect. As inflation increased, consumers became less price sensitive. How can changing consumer behavior help explain why retail prices and firms' profit margins increased during the inflationary period? On the occasion of the 53rd annual conference of the European Association for Research in Industrial Economics, or EWI, ZEW economist Bernhard Gangelmeier is joined today by Alon Eisenberg, associate professor and the William Harbour Chair in Economics at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, to discuss these questions. Welcome to the ZEW podcast Wirklich Wirtschaft.
ZEW Wirklich Wirtschaft kompakt. Ein Podcast des Leibniz-Zentrums für europäische Wirtschaftsforschung in Mannheim.
It's a great pleasure to have Alon Eisenberg with me today. He's associate professor and the William Harbour Chair in Economics at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. He's also a co-editor for the International Journal of Industrial Organization. That's IRI's official journal. Alon, welcome today. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
I want to jump straight into your paper that you're going to present on Friday. You study firms' pricing behavior, so the question of how much firms should charge above their costs. And you do that in the Austrian milk market. For that milk market, you document that in 2022, retail milk prices increased by about 25%, far exceeding the overall inflation rate in Austria that peaked at about 11% at that time. You also document that retail prices increased more than wholesale prices. So firms increased their margins. And the question we all kind of have is, how does that happen? How do you explain that pattern and explain that outcome in the paper?
Right. So I guess this is predominantly why we focused on the milk market, because people had such observations about many product categories. There was this kind of overall impression in the data that firms were enjoying higher profits and higher profit margins at the onset of inflation. And there was much interest in trying to understand why this happens. There were some claims that firms perhaps were exploiting the situation somehow, taking advantage of the situation. But it's not so easy to make sense of that claim and to understand exactly what happens. So the Austrian milk market for us, by the way, this is a joint project with Klaus Gugler, Lukas Pingbacher, and Florian Schuchs. So the Austrian milk market provided us with an opportunity to observe all that action that you mentioned in one product category. And then we can use very fine-grained data to try to understand how consumers behave and how firms behave in normal times and in inflationary times, and try to make inference from that and understand what happens. The most important finding that we have is that consumers actually changed their behavior in an important way and in a less than intuitive way. What I mean is that consumers actually became less price sensitive as inflation set in 2021, 2022. How can that be? We would expect consumers to be more price sensitive in an environment where everything becomes more expensive. And, you know, possibly I need to protect myself from that. Price sensitivity is this mechanism where I enter the store, I see that the price of some product increased, and then I say, well, you know, should I consider some alternatives instead? It turns out that in inflationary times, you may actually be doing less of that. And it's a bit surprising, but it actually makes a lot of sense, and it's consistent with some economic theory. Because what I really care about is the relative prices. I care about, you know, not just how much more expensive this product is, but by how much more expensive it became relative to other stuff. And when inflation is upon us, we basically kind of realize that everything is becoming more expensive, that entire price system becomes more noisy. It is more difficult for me to learn from this observation of the price that I just obtained. And so I'm basically going to, most of the time, just ignore that information, just buy the product, kind of ignore the fact that it became more expensive, because I'm not sure that it's worth the trouble to try and find alternatives. Probably they are also more expensive, and so on. Now, once you have consumers who are less price sensitive, then, you know, whatever the firm is doing, it becomes much easier, not only to charge higher prices, but also to enjoy higher profit margins. Mm-hmm. It looks like a less competitive environment, but it's basically driven by that. So if you try to explain that 25% increase in price, then you have this increased, this diminished price sensitivity. You obviously have this cost channel. It did become more costly to produce milk. And that's a larger effect that explains about, you know, maybe 50% of the effect. But about 30% of the price increase can be explained by consumers becoming less price sensitive, which is, you know, quite an interesting finding for us. We were not sure what we were going to find.
It's fascinating. Explain, if this increase in these price margins had nothing to do with market structure, then, and we've seen a good amount of literature in recent years showing increases in price markups by firms across the board, all over the globe and in various different countries and jurisdictions. But if it's not a change in market structure, how should we interpret these empirical patterns? What do they tell us?
Okay, yeah. So here I get to the downside of focusing on a specific case study. So what I can tell you is true for milk in Austria, which is awesome, but it's just milk in Austria, right? So the phenomenon of higher markups at the onset of inflation was widespread, and there are various explanations floating around. Among them, explanations that have to do with firm conduct, with firms competing less aggressively, perhaps using this inflationary environment to maybe even tacitly collude and things like that. So we don't find evidence for that in the specific market that we study. But I cannot tell you that we will not find such evidence in other markets. I think of inflation in general as this kind of really, unfortunate phenomenon, but also as a lab, because it's a macroeconomic force. It hits many markets, exogenously, as we say. So you can now look at specific markets and examine how different markets respond. I will not be shocked if in some markets firms did get away with less aggressive competition under the veil of inflation. But in our study, we did not find evidence of that.
That's fascinating. I hope that next year's ERIE, we'll see a couple of more papers either coming from your team or from some other researchers who get inspired by your presentation on Friday, looking at these other markets in some other countries. Speaking about ERIE, do you remember your first ERIE or the one ERIE conference that stood out the most?
Yeah, so there have actually been, quite a few wonderful ERIEs. I think the one that stands out the most for me is one that happened in Rome. But I'm not talking 3 years ago. I'm talking like 10 years ago or more, who knows. And I remember that because it might have been my first ERIE, I think. And it was in Rome, and we had that fantastic experience of touring the city together, and it really registered with me. And but I keep coming back. So,
very good. What's your personal highlight here for this year's ERIE?
The personal highlight, as always, is just to meet all these, new faces and familiar faces. So you get to see. So yesterday I attended, one of these Rising Star sessions. Mm-hmm. These are always exciting. You see the new stuff that's coming out. And then you also meet the more familiar faces, people that you work with, people that you have worked with, people that you want to work with. So it's just that social environment. The venue here is great. You get a lot of opportunities to chat in between the sessions. I think it's a good mix. Yeah, so all in all, I think it's the social interaction. You can access any amount of information today from your computer at home. It's just not the same as meeting people in person.
And the palace serves as a wonderful backdrop of this year's conference as well. Alain, it's been a great pleasure. Thanks for chatting with me. Enjoy the rest of the conference and enjoy the rest of your stay in Mannheim.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you everyone for listening. This was the ZEW podcast Wirklich Wirtschaft with Alon Eisenberg from Hebrew University of Jerusalem, recorded on the occasion of the 2026 ERIE Annual Conference in Mannheim. You can find more information about the conference and research at ZEW on our website, zew.de, as well as in the show notes and our social media channels. Thank you for listening and see you next time.